Hello and welcome to the Holly Penny Show. I'm your host, Holly Penny. On this podcast, we talk about all things self-love, goal setting, and abundance related, sharing the pretty, the not so pretty, and everything in between. Let's dive into today's episode.
This week's episode of the Holly Penny Show is a live recording of my Unlocking Wealth journal launch. I am so excited to share this with you. So let's take a listen.
Thank you so much, everyone, for being here this evening. It is really cool and really humbling to see when you have a project and you have an idea and then it comes together, and then to see like your friends and family come together to celebrate you. It's a really cool experience. So thank you all so much for being here this evening. If you don't know me, I know there's some new faces in the room. My name's Holly Penny. I am a mom. My children are here this evening. I am a professional bookkeeper. I am a business owner. I'm a speaker. I'm an author. I am the host of the Holly Penny Show podcast. I am a self-love lover and an abundance seeker. I want to start this evening by sharing a little bit. I want to start this evening by sharing a little bit of my money story with you. So I grew up in a pretty average household on a small farm in Nova Scotia. My mom generally stayed at home and raised us. When we became teenagers, my mom did work outside of the home and my dad worked outside of the home full time. And then he worked on the farm as well. I remember at a young age, like this young, I would collect my money up and I would sit on my bedroom floor and I would like organize it or budget it if I knew what a budget was back then. And so I think from that experience, I always knew that I wanted to do something with money. I just didn't know where my journey would lead. Although I have always been interested in money, I haven't always made the best decisions with money. So I have worked my way out of tens, and I'm saying tens with an S, tens of thousands of dollars of consumer debt, not once, but twice in my adult life. So haven't always had the best decisions or made the best decisions with money. And I think that really shaped who I am today and really helped me to, I guess, grow my confidence and be who I am and here sit here today and share my story with you. Working in the financial industry for over 15 years now, I have been really able to understand money, people's habits with money, and how our mindset around money affects us. Our money mindset can be deeply rooted in our belief system. So studies have proven that our belief systems are created somewhere between the ages of 6 and 12 years old. So at a pretty young age, we create our belief system. And these beliefs stay with us throughout our adult life. Some beliefs that we pick up can be liberating and helpful, like look both ways before you cross the street, or don't touch the red hot burner on the stove, or we live in Canada, so it's inevitable in the wintertime, don't eat yellow snow. And some beliefs can be limiting and come from a lack mindset. Have you ever heard the saying, money is the root of all evil? Or if you are rich, you are just lucky, or rich people are entitled? Well, these beliefs are not good or bad or right or wrong. They really are just beliefs. And are they going to support you or not support you into the life that you want to live? One thing that helped me switch my mindset around my limiting beliefs were, is it truth or is it just an opinion? So is it true that if you touch the red hot burner on the stove, you're going to burn your skin? Yes, that is going to happen. Is it true that rich people are just lucky? No, it's just someone's opinion or judgment looking in on someone else's life. And when we're looking in on someone else's life, we never see the full story. In fact, 80% of millionaires are first generation millionaires. So the proof is in the statistics that they're not just lucky. 80% of people who have become millionaires have worked for their wealth. Growing up, I often heard the saying, we don't have the money for that. And that shaped my mindset in my early adult years and my early years as a parent. Once I understood what I spend money on is a choice, it helped me shift my limiting belief that I have. So we all have a choice with our mindset. And one thing that supported this shift for me was replacing I don't have the money for that, to I'm choosing to spend my money on something else instead. So if you think about it, saying I don't feels restrictive, and saying I'm choosing feels empowering. How that can feel empowering. So creating an abundant money mindset is a process. It's not going to happen overnight. Well, if it does, that's great. Good for you. That hasn't been my experience. I've been on this journey for, I don't know, well over 10 years. So I want to share a very recent story, how I shifted a limiting belief that I had around money into a liberating belief. So does anybody else here come from the water only family? So, you know, when you go out for dinner with your family, the server comes to take the drink at the table, and mom or dad quickly pipes up and says, "Water's for everyone, please." Or in my house growing up, if we were allowed to have a beverage, it had to be a pop, because you always got free refills with those. That's one thing that I have been working on shifting with my children. So a couple of weeks ago, Hudson and Weston and I went out for lunch. We went to a popular pasta place in West Edmonton Mall. The server came around to order drinks. We all ordered what we wanted. I give the children a choice now in their beverage, whatever they're desiring. We ordered an appetizer to share, our main course, and a dessert. So partway through the meal, the server comes back around to see how we're doing. And Weston pipes up and he says, "I'll have another Shirley Temple, please." And instantly, it was like a switch went off. The water only mom in my head just like went crazy. Like, okay, what's happening? Like my monkeys, they just wouldn't settle down. So I asked the server, "Okay, will you just give us a moment, please?" And I sat at the table and I'm like, "Okay, what's true here? The only thing that's true in this moment is that Weston enjoyed his drink. He finished it and he wanted a second one to finish his meal with. I can promise you, we're not going to go broke over the $3 Shirley Temple, the second Shirley Temple he wants. That's not true. The only thing that's true is he wanted a second beverage." So the server came back around, Weston ordered his second Shirley Temple, and I gave him a great big hug at the table that day. And I said, "Thank you so much for being my teacher and giving me patience and grace while I processed that." And then we said affirmations. I actually didn't remember that, but hey, good job. So do you see how I took the limiting belief from childhood that was deeply rooted inside, and how I've been actively trying to shift that mindset for 10 years, and I was able to consciously make it into a liberating belief? While it wasn't instant, it is a process, right? That's life. We get to practice all the time. And that day, Weston was my teacher. This has been like a true passion project for me. I've had this in the works for about 3 years. So now that it's finally here in the flesh, is that what you in the flesh? Hard copy. It's really cool. So I'm going to read a little part from the journal. "Consistency increases the chances of being successful at creating a new habit. This guided journal has 45 days to support you in building your abundant money mindset. Each day is broken into 3 parts. So every day we have a unique journal prompt. This is going to help you let go of the past, focus on the present, and dream about your future. Then we have gratitude. So we all know that in order for the universe to give us more, we have to be grateful for what we have. Some of my daily gratitudes include, I'm so grateful for money today to be able to provide fresh water for my family to drink. I'm so grateful for money today to be able to have clean clothes on my back. Or other things like, I'm so grateful for money today to be able to take my family on vacation. We have a couple of vacations coming up in the room. And then the third step of every day is an affirmation. Weston like affirmed it. We use affirmations. And if you've ever been at my house, we have affirmations placed around the home. I write them in dry erase marker on the kids' bathroom mirror or on a sticky note on my office door. Affirmations have been a huge part of my personal growth journey and my journey to creating my mindset. The thing that I love the most about journaling is there's no right or wrong way to do it. You just get to write whatever comes up for you. And it's interesting, sometimes the monkeys might go off in your head, but write it down. Just put that information down on paper, because that's what's going to help you process to the next level. That's the magical part about journaling. So we're going to do a little exercise together. I invite you to get comfortable in your seat. We're going to take a couple of deep breaths in, one more deep inhale, and on your next exhale, gently closing your eyes. I invite you to repeat these affirmations in your head after me. I release all the limiting beliefs I currently have surrounding money. When I have more money, I can do more good. I am worthy of living a life full of abundance. We'll say them one more time. I release all the limiting beliefs I currently have surrounding money. When I have more money, I can do more good. I am worthy of living a life full of abundance. I am worthy of living a life full of abundance. All right, breathe that in. How does it feel? As I've mentioned, affirmations have been a huge part of my journey, and I want to help you with that as well. I've created a couple of money trees up here. Actually, Hudson and Weston and I, like the boys and I, sat at the table the other night and created these. So there's a bill on, like, there's lots of bills here. I invite you to come up and just look at either tree and look at which one feels good to you. You know, again, that moment of, you don't have to process it. Don't overthink it. Just like what feels good. Take one off the tree, read the affirmation. There's an affirmation on each of these bills. And I invite you to keep that affirmation with you, whether you put it in your wallet, in your purse, if you post it on your vision board, somewhere that you can look at it as a reminder of building your abundant money mindset. My journey isn't complete, and honestly, I don't know if it ever will be. I have some really huge goals in this lifetime, and I know that having an unapologetically fat bank account will help me achieve those goals. So this, like, as I said, is a process, and maybe it's a never-ending process. I have made it my mission to help others finally feel in control of their finances, to set and achieve their goals, and to live a life full of abundance. Because if I can transform my mindset, I know you can too. That's the end of my speech. So if there's any questions, I will happily take them. And I'll grab a drink.
Does thinking about money cause you to feel stressed and overwhelmed? Do you have limiting money beliefs that are keeping you stuck in old patterns? Are you ready to release the negative thoughts and create an abundant money mindset? If you've answered yes to any of these questions, I think my newest journal, Unlocking Wealth, a guided journal to an abundant money mindset, will help you. In this journal, we will question old limiting beliefs and create new empowering beliefs. This is a 45-day guided journal. We'll help you let go of the past, focus on the present, and dream about the future. All of this will help support you in creating your abundant money mindset. Grab your copy of Unlocking Wealth today at hollypenny.ca/unlockingwealth. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of The Holly Penny Show. If you have taken anything away from today's episode, I would forever be grateful for your support. And there are two ways you can do that. First, take a screenshot of this episode and share it on your social media. Don't forget to tag me because I always respond. And number two, give this podcast a 5-star rating on your favorite streaming platform. Until next time, dream big, keep going, and remember, you are worthy of all the abundance life brings you.